Welcome back to Apologia TV. Hey, is this our first show of the TV year?
I think. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm Jeff.
Welcome.
The Ninja.
Welcome to our first show of the TV year.
That's Luke the Bear. That's Joy the Girl. Mm-hmm. Network. All right. So, what do you guys want to talk about? What do you want to do today? How are things?
Good.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
The studio's all de-Christmased.
That's right.
It's kind of sad.
It is sad.
Are your house is all de-Christmased?
Well, my outside is, not my inside.
Oh, okay.
Jeff doesn't ever take these down.
That question wasn't even for you.
Yeah.
We all know they never come down.
It just stays up year-round, yeah.
All the lights. I was just thinking about that last night.
They never come down in my heart.
That's right. I was thinking about that last night. I pulled up and all my lights are still up outside. I was thinking my neighbors probably hate me right now, but you know.
You don't really have any neighbors that can really see.
The one neighbor.
Yeah. It is sad though. He pulled those lights down. It removes the, you know what I tell the kids to do? Like in the morning, like I say, turn the happy lights on. Turn the happy lights on because it make you happy. All right, just bring so much joy to your house. And, so I don't know how long mine will be up. Maybe until February. I don't know. So what happened over Christmas? Well, we actually had an interesting thing take place. God has blessed us with the opportunity to assist and equip churches across the United States to do the kind of work that we do at Apologia Church, the kind of ministry where we go to bring the gospel to the abortion mill. So if you're new to Apologia TV, new to Apologia Radio, the Apologia fam, if you're watching us for the first time on the NRB network, you may want to know what that's all about. About 3 years ago, we started going to bring the gospel to the abortion mills, completely new to us. We didn't know really what we were doing. We just knew that we loved the women, these babies. We wanted to bring the gospel. We wanted to help. And so we went. And since that time, over 60 babies saved from death at the local abortion mills. And as a result of us doing the work and just talking about it on our show and letting people know about the babies that have been saved, a lot of ministries have popped up across the United mm-hmm. States to do the same work. So God has granted us a really unique opportunity to bring the gospel in a really profound, meaningful way across the country by equipping churches to do the kind of work that we're doing on the front lines. And we're going to, this next year, really try to penetrate the culture and the culture's conversation around abortion by calling what it is, bringing the gospel into the conversation. We're going to do that through Apologia Studios by bringing some really solid quality, important and cutting videos and films into the face of the culture. And so that's what we're doing this next year. End Abortion Now is where you can go to land and get your church involved as well. It's also where we've been able to have people giving towards this work. We're there now. And so mm-hmm. we thought it'd be good to show you something that happened. Joy hasn't seen this yet, actually. We thought it'd be good to show you something that happened while we were out in front of a Planned Parenthood in Phoenix. Marcus and Gabe and I were outside of Planned Parenthood. It's like right in the center of Phoenix. It's actually the place where there was a big protest last year. That Planned Parenthood.
The street's named after me.
Is it at Pearson? Oh, in downtown Phoenix. Yeah, there's Pearson Street. That's right. Yes. So we were outside actually filming.
Way to go.
Yeah.
I know.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
We were outside of this location filming for a little commercial we were putting together for so that people can know what we're doing with End Abortion Now. And we're going to play some of what took place, but this was right before Christmas. You can see as this video starts, I'm a bit stunned as we get confronted. Somebody pulled up right in the middle of us filming and began to engage us. So the video is about 7 minutes long. We're going to interact with a little bit of it here on this episode of Apologia TV because we think it's important to hear this kind of conversation, to expose it, and hopefully to equip you with some solid biblical arguments and rational arguments mm-hmm. to refute the pro-choice position. And so we're going to get right into that right now. Again, this was right outside Planned Parenthood. Again, you can see the stunned look on my face a bit because she just pulled right up and began to engage us. And here we go. What's that? What are we doing? We're filming something?
Uh-huh. At Planned Parenthood.
Yeah.
Three guys.
Yeah. Now, just I want to say quickly, you're going to catch this in a moment. Hang on to what she just said. She pulls up. I turn around like, huh, what's going on? And she says, three guys outside of Planned Parenthood. She says, what? Do you have a lot of need for abortions? Mm. So just remember that. It's important later. Okay. Remember that I told you when she pulled up, she sees three men. She says, are you three in need of a abortion? Mm-hmm. So she associates Planned Parenthood with abortion.
Mm-hmm.
Work at Planned Parenthood? No? Yeah, I'm a pastor.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and we're Christians, and we're going to end abortion in our country. That's what we're doing. Well, what about the 60 million children that have been murdered? What about their lives?
You know what?
What about the 500,000 little women?
About people who are born, and since you've never had to make the decision about whether
about murdering a child,
another child in a culture that doesn't support children and families, then
do you care about the 500,000 little women slaughtered every year?
First of all, your numbers are wrong. The abortion rate
about a million a year.
Planned Parenthood receives no federal funding for abortion.
Most of its work is outside of abortion. Well, ma'am, that's actually the fact.
You're not a Christian. You don't care about the well-being of
children. Ma'am, I would call you to repentance for your love of the slaughter of children.
I don't love
and
the
your
slaughter
support.
Of children.
That's
I
what
love
you're fighting
women
for.
Having the right to make their own difficult choices.
To murder children.
So, let's talk through that. Okay, so first thing is it's important that we pay attention to the emotion-driven right. argumentation. Right. So when somebody says, hey, you're not thinking about the women who would have to have this burden of having a child, and you're not thinking about the fact that our country doesn't care about children, I would say, yeah, I mean, you're standing outside of an abortion mill supporting the work of Planned Parenthood, and Planned Parenthood kills about 1,000 babies a day.
Yeah. The argument for we should kill children so that we can better take care of our children
mm-hmm.
is not an argument.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's because that's the argument, but it's just repackaged yeah. into a more emotional, you know, presentation. Yeah. So that's not, it's not a real argument.
Well, people say that, right, Joy? They say, because that's actually an argument used for abortion, like often.
Right.
I hear it a lot. They'll say, well, you know, abortion should be legal and people should be allowed to have abortions. We should encourage abortions because if the child will not be able to be provided for or will have a difficult life, then it's better that they die.
Mm.
Well, see, maybe that would even be the least bit of a viable argument if there wasn't things you could do to prevent the conception of a child.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are things, essentially what's happening.
Hang on to that. Essentially okay. what's happening. Okay. I want to hang on to that. We'll be right back, guys. Shorter segment to start with here, but we'll be right back with Apologia TV. Get us at apologiaradio.com. Luke Bear, Joy the Girl, me the Ninja. See you on the other side.
This is Waterman with Apologia Radio. I want to ask for y'all good friends of ours to go on and click that button there and become my friends on the Bookface. Facebook.com/Apologia Radio. Become my friend on YouTube. That there twerker. The twerker, I want to talk to you on the twerking. And send me out a twerk. What? Wait, what? Twitter. Apologia Radio on Twitter. I also want to tell you we talk about apologetics and theology, and we do a lot of swing dancing, and we make a delicious chicken gravy. ApologiaRadio.com.
And we're back with Apologia TV. You can get more at ApologiaRadio.com. That's where you guys can sign up for all access. Get every single television show, the after show, and Apologia Academy. We're on today reviewing a clip of some footage of what happened outside of Planned Parenthood in Phoenix mm-hmm. when we were producing something for our endabortionnow.com content. And so, Joy, let's get right back into that discussion, the issue of reproductive rights.
Well, so when people are clamoring for reproductive rights, I think in a way that's what they're asking for. They want to be able to reproduce freely without any what they would call consequences.
Mm-hmm.
And so having an abortion is not a reproductive right. a reproductive right would be being able to have sex and conceive children whenever you want. Mm-hmm. And people already have that right.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, obviously not in underage. Okay. There's obviously some situations where that's not the case, but really what they're asking for is the right to kill a child. Basically when reproducing doesn't suit them, they want to be able to take action against that. So it's a completely different argument. And I also just want to say that, men not being able to intervene at all because it's a woman's issue goes totally out the window. Like, women should take care of women is not a good argument when abortion means that women are killing women.
Mm-hmm.
That automatically means that by caring for them, you're killing them. You're losing your ability to say that you care. If women don't care for little women well, so I'm sorry. If that means men need to step in and care for little women well, then they need to be able to do that. Mm.
So two things I would say is, number one, reproductive rights, that argument does make sense in some context. Now, what they mean is I should be able to have the right to kill a baby if I have reproduced. What we would say is, no, you already have reproductive rights.
Yeah.
You have the right to reproduce, and you already have.
Right.
This isn't about reproductive rights because you already have, and now you're trying to kill your child. But reproductive rights actually is a meaningful argument in China, where the Chinese government can tell you what kind of child you're allowed to have. So
to a point.
That would be an infringement upon reproductive rights. So telling you, no, you're not allowed to reproduce with a girl or whatever the case may be. So that,
or if you were petitioning to reproduce with someone that was 12 years old.
Right.
I would say no.
Yeah.
You know, like there are certain things here that are contestable.
Yes.
But that's not what we're talking about in the issue of abortion.
That's not their argument.
Right.
So the second thing I'll say is, when someone says to me in today's time and culture, when they say, well, you're not a woman, you don't have a right to make that decision, what I actually want to say is, how dare you? How dare you make that claim in this day and age? How do you know what I identify as?
Right. Well, and I'm sorry, but women, I mean, I don't buy that women care for other women well as long as little women in the womb are being killed by big women out of the womb.
Yes.
That's not an argument to me. I'm sorry.
Go. That's a mic drop from Joy.
There you go.
They're not murdering children.
Planned Parenthood kills about 1,000 babies a year.
Oh, you are so...
I meant a day. They actually kill about 1,000 babies a day, over 300,000 babies last year. This shows you that you don't really know what you're talking about, ma'am, because at the moment of conception, you're a human being at the moment of conception. You can go ahead. I'll let them go. It's interesting that the modern liberal movement is big on factcheck.org, right? Like, they're big on, like, fact check that. I mean, Hillary Clinton said that a bunch, like, in debates. We're just fact checkers all out there. As if there are just simply brute facts with no interpretation and no worldview, right?
Right.
It's not as if people who quote unquote fact check are completely neutral and they don't have a particular worldview or bias.
Right.
I mean, you can take sets of facts, take on the evolution issue, right? And you have Creation, CMI, Creation.com, Creation Ministries International, that'll have the same facts, right? Completely different interpretation than, say, someone like Dawkins or Hitchens or something like that. And so factcheck.org is huge for liberals today. They just love it. So she says, let's do factcheck.org. And I'm like, all right, let's talk about it. Let's see. Go ahead.
At some facts.
Please. Yes.
Yeah. You look so cool with your jeans and your t-shirt.
What's that?
Mm-hmm. Did you tell her thank you?
Well, what should I be wearing? I'm wearing jeans and a t-shirt.
A suit?
I don't know. Like, why is that so cool?
A robe?
She was upset and she was trying to be mean.
Yeah.
And that's all it was. Like, we've all been there. You could hear her voice shaking. She has hook, line, and sinker bought the argument.
Yep.
Maybe she has had an abortion. She knows someone, but she has been to the brim indoctrinated by what the world says about abortion. And you can tell.
Mm-hmm.
And it's another reason why we're out there. And it's a reason why some people would say, like, oh, well, if you're there to save babies, why would you even engage this woman? But it's another reason why we're out there. Our first priority is obviously the babies. But
than it is truth.
You know?
That's right. That's right. But hey, that's a compliment in a way. I guess I'm cool. I'll take it. Okay.
Jeff, your jeans today are pretty cool,
too. You look
so
cool with your skin and your hair.
Look at you breathing.
I mean, what? I mean, seriously, like, how am I supposed to overcome that objection? I mean, I don't know what you're going to wear. I'm wearing jeans and a t-shirt. I don't know. I don't know.
Okay, go ahead. I'll get out of your way.
Your skin and your hair.
Well, ma'am, do you know at the moment of conception, you have all the biological components of what makes you a human being?
You are so simple-minded. Have you ever had the fear of being pregnant?
The fear of being pregnant? The fear of having a child, ma'am? So, what you're saying is that, let's say you have a family that has two children. Well, ma'am, can I respond? Can I respond to what you said?
Doesn't provide education. Doesn't
may
provide
I respond?
Help, doesn't provide help with child support.
May I respond? Why are you concerned with the support of children when you support the murder of children?
Because you're not expressing the situation accurately.
Well, ma'am,
I don't support the murder of children.
You do.
Do I wish that children were murdered, that every baby conceived what isn't born? I would love for every baby conceived to be born. The fact is, reality is, we live in a society that doesn't make that possible.
Every what conceived?
Mm.
You see, the thing is there's no real way to get around that fact. Do I wish that every baby would be born? Do I want every child to be murdered? No, but we don't live in a society that supports that sort of a thing. And so there's just no way to get around what it actually is, what they know that it is. And so that's why we have to actually have these engagements.
Right.
You know, somebody might say when they see an engagement like this in a conversation, they might say, oh man, that's so volatile. That's a difficult conversation to have. I don't know if I feel comfortable with that. But like, look, if we don't have these conversations, if they're not out in front of people, then we're never, ever going to slay this giant, right? I mean, it's just not going to take place. You've got to have this kind of conversation before our communities so that people can think through them. Because Joy's right when she says, you know, hook, line, and sinker, they've bought it. She's just filled up with this. She's been indoctrinated. Right.
She has had no argument other than calling you cool with your jeans and your t-shirt and a shaky voice telling you that you're just not telling the truth.
Right.
She hasn't given you any evidence other than you're just wrong and blaming society for not supporting children, but also being okay with them killing children.
Mm-hmm.
And there's really no other way to get her to see the inconsistency in that other than, I mean, how do you think she got indoctrinated in that way?
Mm-hmm.
She consumed information on the internet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, do you think that maybe we could get our message across by allowing people to consume information on the internet
or in person? Yeah.
Like, that's just how it's going to work. That's why we're doing what we're doing.
That's right. That's right.
We say this all the time, but she's shown that ultimately what she worships is comfort, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
She supports the murder of children because they don't get free things like healthcare and education, all the stuff she wants handed to her or to these children. And if this stuff's not given to them for free, then we might as well just murder them.
Right. Well, and does that extend to children that are already born?
Mm-hmm.
Like, right.
Yeah.
Like, so if you have a child and in the next 5 years, all your socialist dreams haven't come true, you just kill the children you had.
And you can see the network of beliefs working, right? You can tell, you can tell that she's bought into a particular ideology and worldview. It's not it's not even really hodgepodge. It's like pretty consistent. Because she said capitalist society, no free healthcare, abortion. It's a network of beliefs. It's a full and total system that she's adopted. And that's what we're facing. And if we don't come with the biblical worldview as the antithesis, we're never going to be able to communicate. ApologiaRadio.com.
I want their faith to not just be something that stands, but something around which culture can be built.
We want students who can think critically about arguments, but also about the culture around them, that can then speak clearly to it, and that also have the ability to influence and shape because of the power of their message. Because that's really what the gospel does. The gospel throws down all the arguments against it. It speaks to the hearts of people, it influences, and it changes.
And we're back, Apologia TV. Go get more at apologiaradio.com. That's Luke the Bear, Joy the Girl. I'm Jeff. And we're doing more on this confrontation outside of an abortion clinic. We're, of course, for broadcast, we're going to be doing a lot of bleeping and everything. And so we do apologize, of course, for the graphic nature of the language and for the foul language. We'll do our very best to cover that on this episode. But it's important to have these conversations take place. It's important to put them before everybody so we can think through this together and finally see an end of this awful thing in our nation. So here we go.
Well, because ma'am, everyone is
how
able.
How many children that other women were forced, babies who women who couldn't have abortions, how many of those children have you supported throughout your life?
Oh, lots. I'm a pastor. We take care of uh-huh. people. We
yeah,
actually
you buy
provide
all their clothes. You pay for their schooling.
So,
you pay for their health care.
Can I state your argument back to you and you tell me if I've got it right. You're saying that if it's difficult to provide for a child, you should just be able to kill them. How about when they're
no.
six?
You know
How
what?
About if you hit tough times, should you be able to kill your 8-year-old child?
You're so full
Okay,
it's
so that's your response?
It's a false equivalency. It's a false
equivalency. It's really
equivalency.
Not. What you're saying is
a
that financial...
A cluster of cells
ma'am,
is not
this shows,
a
this shows
born
that you don't
person.
Know what you're talking about.
No, I do know what I'm talking about.
At the moment of conception,
the potential of
the
life
only difference is
not
is the size.
A person.
The only difference is size.
Okay, so the famous argument, and it was actually one of the things, one of the basis for Roe v. Wade
right.
was that what's in the womb is potential human life. Now, it's one of the reasons that Roe v. Wade, A, is not a law, shouldn't be a law. That's not how our system of law works. If you look at our constitutional documents, it says that the power to do that, to create law, is invested in the Congress, not in the Supreme Court. However, Roe v. Wade was based upon a false premise, and that was that what's in the womb is a potential human life. We know, as a matter of fact, we know it from Scripture that it is image mm-hmm. of God from the moment of conception, but we know from biological science today that at the moment of conception, you have the full blueprint, DNA, you have all the biological components of a human being at the moment of conception. It is not potential human life. It is, as a matter of fact, it is irrefutable. It is human life at conception. Someone says, it's just a cluster of cells. Well, so are you. You're a cluster, a very organized cluster of cells, but you are a human being at the moment of conception. And so just want to say quickly that one of the important things to do in argumentation is to try as a Christian to think beyond the emotions and the heated discussion and think about what's being said so that you can answer the fool according to their folly,
right.
which is in the Proverbs, answer the fool according to their folly, lest they be wise in their own conceit. So what took place there is me standing on her position and answering her according to her folly and her foolishness. And that's...
Yeah, because you see, even at the beginning of the conversation, she had no problem murdering children. And now that you've pushed her... Now, all of a sudden, well, it's a clump of cells.
Right.
And so her even position on that has changed within the conversation.
Yeah. So, reductio ad absurdum. Let's reduce them to absurdity.
Highest?
F*** you
is your
F*** you
okay.
is my answer.
Okay.
Because
that
you
just shows
do
the,
not,
the level of
you
rhetoric.
You three men are going to decide on the fate of a woman's life. The ability
to No, you,
control,
you're deciding on the fate of a woman's life by saying they should be killed in the womb.
I'm not... saying anyone should be killed in the womb.
Well, do you
I'm
support
saying if
Planned
a
Parenthood?
Woman, it, I have supported Planned Parenthood since I was a teenager.
Okay, so
yeah,
you support the slaughter of children.
It helped me with STDs as a teenager. It helped me with birth control as a teenager. I even went to it because the services were so good when I had actual health care.
Well,
it's an excellent.
Auschwitz.
I've never had an abortion.
Auschwitz.
I've been fortunate to never need to
Auschwitz
make that choice.
Also provided.
You have never
also provided
had
clothing.
To decide.
Well. Ma'am,
for
your
how
arguments.
Many, how many
your,
children?
Ma'am,
how
do you want to
many,
have a conversation or do you want to yell?
How many children have you supported from
Lots.
Birth to well
Well, I have four of my own children.
Yeah, I'm
and
not
if you
talking
want,
about your own children. I'm talking
I can
about
show
children
you. Well, can I show you?
Who have been born who couldn't be supported.
May I show
whose
you?
Mothers.
Would you like to see?
I don't give a
Why
your
you, well, you notice that you're asking. I'll show you the pictures of babies saved from death from Planned Parenthood.
First of all, you don't have permission to film
you're
me.
In a public area you're in a public
I'm
public
in my
area
car.
There, yeah. you're in a public
you have
area
no expectation of privacy.
You have no expectation of privacy you engaged
great.
Us you have if you'd like I'll show you the pictures of babies saved from Planned Parenthood moments before they were killed
oh
would you like
God.
To see Carmelo
oh would you like to see a little jar of blood that's what is extracted
Ma'am,
during the first
you're demonstrating your own ignorance
I
Yeah, that is not what is extracted in an abortion. Right. And what would have been, if she would have given me time and just calmed down, what I could have done is just pulled up videos. Mm-hmm. You can go to the Center for Bioethical Reform, which, by the way, is very hard to watch. I want to warn you, do not go there flippantly or in a cavalier fashion. Center for Bioethical Reform, on the front page of their website, they have actual video footage of an abortion. Let me tell you right now, it is not a vial of blood pouring out. That is a baby's head and arms and legs and bowels, and it is awful to watch, horrendous. We could have pulled up any number of pictures on a Google image search of abortions and the end result. It is not a vial of blood. Now, of course, most abortions take place before the 12-week mark, but remember that it's in about a month you have a baby's heart already beating. By the time you get to 12 weeks, you're tearing off arms and legs and a baby's head. It's not just a vial of blood. So the point is this is a fiction, and she's using arguments that are just old and dead. We're talking like you're arguing like you live in 1973.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it was a bad argument then. It's right. An extremely bad argument now.
Area. I'm not demonstrating my ignorance.
And you're demonstrating that your arguments are about 40 years too old. Those are arguments made a long time ago. Most abortion advocates today.
I'm not an abortion advocate.
You are.
I am a proponent of choice.
Right. So the choice to murder children.
Well, you're apparently thinking you have the right to subject women to lives of abject poverty.
That's what a child is. That's what a child is entrance into abject poverty. What you need to know about Jesus Christ is that he saves sinners, and you need to repent of your sin and come to him for life.
I am more.
And that's the point, right there. So why are you there? Why are you outside? Why are you agitating? Why are you getting involved in these conversations? Because it's about the gospel. The gospel is the power of God for salvation. That's how Joy came to Jesus. That's how I came to Jesus. That's how Luke came to Jesus. We heard the gospel. We saw our sin. We wanted Jesus. We loved him. And because someone told us, or right. We read it somewhere, someone who risked something for us to know Jesus. Here's the point. Look, this woman, I want her to know God. It's not about her being abused. It's not about a fight that takes place. It's about her. We want her to know Jesus. Look, I would be in her shoes if not for the grace of God. Mm. And so us being there is a moment where, yeah, there might be a tussle and a fight and difficult and it's heated and all those things. But the point is you send her away, refuting her position, exposing the foolishness and giving her the gospel.
Right. I'm glad she brought up Jesus Christ.
She said, Jesus Christ. And I said, let me tell you about him. He'll save you. All right, guys. So there you go. Go get more at Apologia Studios on YouTube. That's Joy the Girl. Thank you, Joy.
You're welcome.
Luke the Bear.
Thank you.
I'm Jeff the Ninja. Thank you to our crew today. ApologiaRadio.com is where you go for more. The conversation is going to continue at ApologiaRadio.com. That's where we're going to have our after show. We're going to have more content, more conversations, some really great stuff. You go over there to get it at ApologiaRadio.com by becoming All Access. Go check it out.